Lessons from the Lev, Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. It is an unbelievable honor to be able to speak here very, very close to the Beis Medrash from YU. Not exactly the Beis Medrash, let's not push it too much. And today on this very special holy day of Vesfes, Vesager of the President of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Dr. Berman. Hopefully you guys heard my invocation of Rabbi Berman earlier today. Now, I want to give a yitzchok to Simon for on a very, very, very last minute getting the guys together. Certainly I'll be around if anybody wants to talk afterwards. You get the credit. Who else? Everybody's here. Everybody gets credit. Okay. So I want to share with you an idea that I hope will relate to you. Obviously, I hope I don't have to tell you this. But we are but a week away from Yom Hadim HaGodol V'Hanoira, and hopefully that this lesson will stick with you through the thick and thin of how do we establish our new year, our Rosh Hashanah. So in last week's parsha, literally yesterday, we read the idea of the bris, the end of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he speaks about the bris. V'shamartem et divrei habrit is the last pasuk in last week's parsha. Hazot v'asitim otam leman tiskelu et kol asher tasun. So he talks about the bris that will be established, and then we read the first pasuk. Atem nitzavim hayom kuchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem roshechem shivdechem zikmei Yisrael. So what's going on? Why we say everybody taprechem nashechem gerechem v'shakav becha? For what reason? La'avorcha bebris Hashem Elokecha, uba'aloso asher Hashem Elokecha karosim ayom. That's it. I'm making a bris. So many of the commentators asked, "What's going on over here? Why is the Ribbono Sholem asking again for a bris? This is now mamish, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life as we start Nitzavim." And the difficulty, of course, would be is that it seems to be quite verbose. We had the bris in last week's parsha, and now there's another bris. Like, okay, you know, our break is a week between parshios. But if you're just reading parsha to parsha, you're like, there was just a bris a second ago. What happened over here? Why another bris? That's going to be the question over here. Why is there a emphasis again on what seems to be another bris? So one possible answer that we can say is written by a sefer called the Panech Raza. This was a Rishon, Rav Yitzchak ben Yehuda Halevi, according to some was the Rebbe of Rashi, although others say he was one of the Balei Tosfos, but it's certainly very, very early. And he beautifully says as follows. Number one, he starts off by saying, I remember many, many years ago, when I went to the Siyam HaShas, when I was still in high school. I think it was one of the first times it became something. It was in Madison Square Garden. And so all I remember, I was in high school, so like, you know, give me a little credit. But all I remember is it was clearly Parshas Nitzavim, because everybody started the same way. Everybody said, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem. The day before Rosh Hashanah was a week away. It was Parshas Nitzavim a week before Rosh Hashanah, like it is. It's always a week before Rosh Hashanah, Parshas Nitzavim. So, says the Panecha Raza the following thing. The reason what we have over here is something very, very beautiful, because what is Hayom? Atem Nitzavim Hayom? And this is what they kept saying, all these Rabbeim that got up from the great Gedolim got up. Hayom? Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Even though that's not what had happened. Moshe Rabbeinu says Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem nowhere near Rosh Hashanah. We know where Moshe Rabbeinu dies, right? Zayin Adar, so it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. But he writes that it's an allusion. Hayom is an allusion to Rosh Hashanah. So we need explanation. What does that mean? We know that Parshas Nitzavim is always read a week before Rosh Hashanah, right? Vayelech, not always. Nitzavim, always. My son's bar mitzvah Parshas next year. And the Parshas Nitzavim, not Vayelech. He's got the best Parsha, baby. This is a nice thing. But Parshas Nitzavim is read, right? We had Kisavo. You have to read the Klalos. It's 2 weeks before, because we have to engulf some of the Klalos. It's very difficult to listen to it. But more so, Nitzavim. So there's clearly a lesson in Parshas Nitzavim and the Hayom that refers to Rosh Hashanah that we have to understand. Oh, so let's go. The Rav. You can't sit here in the Beis Medrash without quoting the Rav, right? So Rav Soloveitchik, even though he never stepped foot in this Beis Medrash because it wasn't here when I was here, but okay, fine. Rav Soloveitchik says as follows. Rav Soloveitchik says, in Alei Tshuva, that the bris that's described in Nitzavim is actually much different than the bris in Parshas Kisavo. Seemingly the same bris. Don't ask me any shilos on the verbosis. It's not verbosis, two different brisim. The bris that was described, says Rav Soloveitchik, in Parshas Kisavo is the bris avos, is the bris that we know all about, what we speak about when we start our Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. It's the bris that makes us who we are today. It's the bris that no matter what you do, you're still Jewish, right? You can't get away from that. You know, I like to tell stories. So, I had a potential, you ever hear of David's Cookies, anybody? David's Cookies? It's a very famous company. Fine. Unfortunately, I'm in now the food industry, so they had a meeting with me, and they brought a few samples, all OU. Not good for me. I mean, good for me, but my wife's probably not going to be happy. Anyway, David's Cookie comes. This woman comes. David's Cookie is owned by Hasidim. And she comes and she tells me, well, I'm not really Jewish, she said, because I married a goy. So I had to give her a Musar Shmuz. I said, once a Jew, always a Jew. You're Jewish. In fact, you have two kids. They're Jewish. They're going to come to Leva Torah one day, I told her. She said, what? No, I'm kidding. So I still work there. Come on, you know, I got to push. So what does that mean? There's a bris that the Rabbonu Shalom made, and no matter what you do and what you are, there is something there. But says Rav Soloveitchik that yes, it's true that sometimes even despite that bris, for example, if you're a mumer, l'chol Torah, if a mumer, somebody's machal Shabbos, he can't be a moel, right? We don't trust him to be a mashkiach, but he's able to always return. But Rav Soloveitchik, not surprisingly, says the Svei Dinim over here. This Kedushas Am Yisrael, and this is the Kedusha of the individual. There's the holiness of the Am Segula that we're part of, and then there's the individual holiness. And that makes sense, Rav Soloveitchik says, that's what Hayom Kuchem is, Nitzavim, the second bris, is the individual bris that we take upon ourselves. And Moshe stops on his last day of his life, and he gives Musar to Klal Yisrael, and he says, hey, everybody's part of this individual bris. Roshechem, Shifteichem, Zitreichem, Shortreichem, V'chulu, V'chulu, V'chulu. It's a bris for everybody. There's a sefer that is attributed to the Rav called Ne'iros HaYarav. And I don't know if you guys have known about this, but back in my day, they had these wonderful pampers by, his name is Rabbi Schreiber. And there he writes, B. David Schreiber, I don't even know if he's a Rav, so he writes the following thing in Ne'iros HaYarav, volume 15. Every single Jew, it's in English, so I'm reading it in English. Every single Jew needs to renew his individual covenant with Hashem on a daily basis. And this idea, says Rav Soloveitchik, is Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. This is what Zichronus is about. The Zikaron, the remembrance, as he quotes Rav Yosef Albo says, is the fundamental Jewish belief in Hashem's Hashkacha Pratis, his providence in the world, but that he's still here today. Hayom Kulchem. Nitzavim Hayom is that Rosh Hashanah is a day that God is part of my life today. It's not just Sukkos Avos. I'm not just remembering what was. I remember what is, who I am as an individual. And this is the important lessons, Rabbi Yisai. This is the lesson of what we have to be doing, who we should be. The individual lesson. It's not enough to have zchus avos. What are you doing with yourself? My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who also taught here, but not in this Beis Medrash because it wasn't created, he said the original Beis Medrash where we had our first shiurim, those that went this morning. So Rav Aaron said that is this duality of the Jew. We are individuals, but we are part of a klal. Rav Aaron said, he talked about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he writes in his Sefer, Hillel's statement, Ani Kan HaKol Kan, he walked into Simchas Beis HaShoeva and he says, I'm here, everybody's here. Because he recognized the individuality of what he can add to the situation. But on the other hand, of course, we work on behalf of the klal, he says. There is both aspects of how we can be part, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik talks about the orchestra. Right? So if you're a real listener, which I'm not, but if you know music well, so you're able to sit in, I don't know, the Philharmonic, and you sit and you say, that's so weird. I guess one of the violin guys didn't show up. You're here, right? And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you guys will go on a date once and Nebuch, lo aleinu, but let's say you go to MoMA and you'll go and you'll watch the, you know, be, you know, and the girl will be like, wow, that's so amazing. You see what I see? And you're like, no, whatever. I'll tell you what I saw. I just lost $30 on the admission here. You know, like, okay. But the concept is that Cesar of Salvation, the orchestra altogether creates a sound that's unique. But what are you going to do? You're going to call the violin guy and say, listen, I don't need a violin guy today. Do me a favor. Can you play the trumpet? And he's like, no, I can't. This is the instrument I know how to play. What's the instrument that you know how to play? Yitzavim Hayom Kuchem. Ribbono Shalom is part of this world. Rosh Hashanah reminds us of an individual bris. Not just the bris avos of saying, yes, I can contribute as a tzibur. I can contribute. The concept of Shemana Esrei, if you think about it, is a beautiful idea. That one of the reasons why we encourage, the halach encourages you to daven tefillah b'tzibur with a minyan, is that each individual adds to this collective tzibur. This collective idea. When we say that our eyes should see, what should we see? This collective korban, this collective going up of all the tefillos of each individual and what they are perfect at. Right? That's what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is one body, ki yish echad b'lev echad, but it's like each of us are a different organ. This one's good at this, this one's good at that. This one can draw simcha through this. That's the idea. We could actually, if we want to, go a little bit further and say that it's also related in Malchios. It's also related in Shofros as well. The concept, very quickly I'll say, of Malchios in Musaf or Rosh Hashanah, ki teshe yamluchi she... that of the kingship of the Ribbono Shel Olam should continue. We call it Shofrot. It's plural, dafka plural, says Rav Soloveitchik. It's the need for man to recognize Hashem's mastery over the world and why you were created. It obligates man to comply with Hashem's will and remove all traces, as the Pasuk continues, by the way, in our parsha, of not following the ways of Avodah Zarah. Mamash the psukim right after this. Recognizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of the world at all times. And Shofros is also this idea of recognizing, as the Balaturim says, Mitzavim Hayom, says the Balaturim, says is similar, Nitzavim Hayom. Nitzavim means to stand. A pasuk that we see a lot earlier, I believe, in Parshas Yisro. All right, this is only where the pasuk says, uses the word like Nitzavim, by Yitzav, save, right? When they came, thank you, up to Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael. Right, that famous line of Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, but Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad was also, as we pointed out, the individual and what they stand for and who they are. And that's, of course, this important idea. And we saw this as early as Mamad Har Sinai, where Bnei Yisrael were on one hand Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, but each of them combined as individuals, doing what they did best. And I think that this is the idea when we talk about before the Yom HaGodol VeHanoira, when we think about Rosh Hashanah. So we have to think about this idea. We have to think about the idea how we can contribute as individuals. The idea of Malchus, Rechonos, and Shofros are all talking about the individuality of each individual and how they have to act. The difficulty sometimes that I hear from Talmidim is really this idea. How do I become unique, special? The Ribbono Shel Olam created you to be you, not to be somebody else. Not to be the guy who might be your chavrusa next to you, or might be the guy that's in YP and you're in BMP. It doesn't matter. What do you bring to the table? Two separate ideas of bris. A bris of shofros, a bris of individuality, of recognizing on one hand the collective recognizing Hashem, but what the shofar symbolizes. I think I'm sure I pointed this out before, but the shofar is that sound of tkiya, a regular sound, and then the shvarim trura, the broken sound, and then a tkiya again. Because that's what we are as individuals. We have our good days, and then we have our shvarim trura days. We have our days of just being regular, quote unquote, being like everybody else, and then days of, why is Hashem doing this to me? What did I do so bad? But there's always a tekiah afterwards. There's always the following of normalcy. Hashem's with you. A Jew has to recognize, as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, these two points in his service of God. How do I service God as part of the klal? And how do I service God as the individual and what I can do? I was at an event last night where one person, who unfortunately was dying of cancer, started an organization that pays mortgages for people with cancer who can't work anymore. And just that one organization in 1 year raised $500,000. One individual started one thing, gave $500,000 away to people who are struggling. We all have our talents. You have to recognize, what are those talents? How can I add to being part of Klal Yisrael? And Hayom Kulchem, when Rosh Hashanah comes, figure that out. And you know, sometimes it's very hard for us to get out of our box. It's so hard. It's so easy just to veg in front of, you know, the TV or the phone or the Facebook or whatever it might be, and not get up and do something. It's so hard to do that. The charge of Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem is get up. Be an individual. Do something with yourself. But I challenge you that getting up and doing something is different than anybody else. It doesn't have to be like everybody else. I don't have to be sometimes with the tzibur. I want to do something special. I want to do something unique. It's amazing what people can accomplish as individuals. And finally, I think that this sometimes comes with a lot of challenges. Sometimes trying to be your own individual and trying to start your own thing comes with a little bit of shvarim teruas. Comes with the difficulty of individuality, comes failure. The most successful people in life, I promise you, failed many times. They failed. No. Failure is a sign of success. I just made that up. But failure is a sign of success. Because failure tells you, okay, now I got to get up. Now it's time for a tekiya, a new tekiya. Let's go. Let's continue. Let's do something good. We often miss this point. We fail, and generally people give up when they fail. Right? Read all the CEO books. Every CEO failed many times before they became. Right? What's the percentage? What's the percentage of small businesses that start and fail? Large number. I can make up some, 87.8%. No. So, but it's large. So that's it. You're not doing small business anymore? Why not? Right? In this very location, I went to the Cy Sims Wind Tunnel School of Business, and I remember we wanted to start an organization called the American Marketing Association. We were a business school, what was one of the few business schools that didn't have it. And I went to the dean as a little loser kid, and I said, I want to do this. And he says, come with me for a moment. And he took me into a room. He opened up the closet, and he said, you see all this stuff here, these plaques? These are all the kids that started stuff, and nothing ever happened with it. Because I don't want to beat you, that guy. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it the whole, good. It's great for my resume. It's the president. Founding president. No, but the point was, right, and that's obviously not necessarily, but in areas, how do we contribute as Jews in areas of Yahadus? And a week before Rosh Hashanah, it's time for you to decide what you're doing. don't be who you were last year. Don't be, and it's a struggle because there's a lot of shvarim teruas when you proceed after life. For some of you who are just coming back from Israel, for some of you who are a year after, for some people it seems like it just goes down. It's all shvarim teruas. But there's always the tekiah, and in fact, as you know, after Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros, it's actually related from our parsha that the concept of the Chatzrosos, that after an event, after the we blow the shofar, the Rabbeinu Shem should answer our tefillos. You are individuals. Nitzavim hayom kulchem. What will you take upon yourself this Rosh Hashanah for it to be different? My bracha to you is that you consider this, and here's the chiddush. You don't bite off too much. Sometimes what happens is that we get, you know, inspired, it's before Rosh Hashanah, and we set this long tekiah, maybe a tekiah gedoyla, and then we don't do it. Because it's too much. Lahavdil, the guy on Erev, New Year's Day, says, this is it. This year I'm stopping to smoke. Starting tomorrow, no smoking anymore. Starting tomorrow, 30 pounds. Right? The most busiest time in any gym is the week after New Year's, because everybody says they're going to do it. And a week later, 2 weeks later, certainly by February, nobody's coming anymore. You can't lose 30 pounds and just stop like that. You can't stop smoking just like this. Don't accept your part of yourself too much. Go in more steps. Take friends with it. Say, here, here's what I want to accomplish. Small things. With that, I think you'll have tremendous bracha, which I wish all of you in Mirtz Hashem, in this wonderful institution, on this auspicious day. You should recognize that, as the new pin that I'm wearing says, the world of tomorrow. You are the world of tomorrow. What was the old line? Nowhere but here. So all that is incorrect. You said controversy. I didn't do controversy. Here it comes. Nowhere but here is what I say, where I live. Not on 185th in Amsterdam. And this concept, the world of tomorrow, is in Eretz Yisrael. But I appreciate YU's setting the foundation for you to move to Eretz Yisrael. So Shavu Zeicha to Chasiva V'Chasima Tova, good Gebench Yor, with only Bracha V'Atzlocha. When you continue Nachas, come and visit us and tell us what individual thing you've taken upon yourself. What are you doing to change the world? Together with all Klal Yisrael, we should be Zeicha to a true Gemar Chasima Tova, and all Klal Yisrael should experience only Yeshuas and Nebuch, all the difficulties with the hurricanes and so on and so forth, should send us only a message of doing tshuva without any harm and hurt to anyone. And Amir Tzashem, we should see only brachas, atzlachas, and you should continue giving us nachas, you wonderful, wonderful Talmidim Var Yeshiva. Shkoyach.